Hi, well, aloha from Hawaii. So yeah, I just wanted to take the next maybe 8 to 9 minutes and just share my own little experience of the method that I like to use with the students. And I also need to thank Dr. Kobayashi because once a year he'll let me use his students as guinea pigs for my lesson plans. So this talk is entitled I Do and I Understand, and basically it focuses on having the students do something so that they can understand it better. In this case, they were applying the concept of pollen viability in a horticulture classroom. So I dubbed what I call that, I created this Confucian theory of learning. It's not real, but this is a Confucius quote. He says, I hear and I forget, I see and I remember, I do and I understand. When I first read that, I was like, oh my God, that's me right there. That's totally how I feel about learning. And so just to kind of context the classroom setting, it was an undergraduate horticulture course, runs for 75 minutes. And in that time, I tried to encapsulate the whole I hear, I see, and I do. So the hearing part would come in with the 15 to 20 minute introduction and lecture. And then the seeing part comes in where I would show them different pictures of pollen viability and how to assess there's different methods of assessing pollen viability. And then the doing component would be an investigation activity that they would carry out. It took a lot of time to prep ahead of time, and I had to create a little scaffolding handout just to kind of keep the students focused and moving on, and to keep everything shoved in contained within that 75 minutes. And also, I like collaboration, so I encourage group work all the time. And then I wanted them to share their results and then end it with a synthesis or a recap of what I wanted them to have gotten out of the activity. So essentially, this would be like what the first slide would be, essentially showing what pollen viability looks like. And then I discuss some methods of assessing pollen viability. In a semester-long course, we'd be able to go over all these different strategies, but in a 75-minute course, we don't have time to do all those fun things. So I decided to focus on the in vitro pollen germination. And as an instructor, I think it's really important for you to, if you want to introduce a concept to students, it's really critical that you have them engage with things that will work. You don't want to, I mean, it's good as an instructor to be like, oh, let's try this out and see if it works. But what happens is if things don't work, the students suffer. They miss certain things in the concept. So I work with in vitro pollen germination for my master's thesis, so I had them do that because I knew it would work. And so I kind of just briefly went over how they would go about developing their own in vitro germination protocols. And of course, there is a quantitative and a qualitative aspect to it. You can't just pick a germination medium that germinates the most pollen, because sometimes the quality of the pollen tubes are really horrible, or they burst after they germinate, so not a good thing. So their task was to find the optimum pollen germination medium. So here's the seeing component, where I'd show them examples of what good pollen germination looks like, how they know that their pollen grains are germinating in the optimum germination medium. And then the poor germination conditions. And I'd leave this slide up while they're carrying out their focus investigations, because there's a scaffolding tool that I introduced to them, and they need to assess the pollen quality. So I bought in just these two different cultivars of plumeria, and I had them see it, touch it, smell it, and the entertaining part for me, it is kind of sick, but I had them look for the plumeria pollen. Took them forever. They went through an entire bag of plumerias trying to find the pollen, but they finally did. And so here's the scaffolding tool. What had happened was I germinated pollen in three different levels of sucrose, and within those sucrose concentrations, I also had pollen germinated at three different pH levels. So in the groups, students were grouped into groups of three. The groups as a whole had to fill out this entire sheet. We were responsible for taking note of what pH treatment they were given, and I also assigned them a certain sucrose concentration for them to collect the quantitative data set, the quantitative data on. And then you can see here on the bottom, there was more. It was like a two-page sheet, but this was just the beginning part where they look at some qualitative aspects of the pollen tubes. And in the end, we ran out of time because the students were, they felt a little awkward working with that little tally counter. So they had some problems there. So at the end of the class, I had them give me all their data. I created this data set for them, and I created these graphs. And I would send this to them with another PowerPoint, which was like a synthesis slide. So basically, again, it just shows them what they were supposed to have gotten out of the entire activity. Nothing too detailed. And what I wanted them to really focus on was just getting that understanding by doing concept down, you know, engaging with inquiry-based learning. Because in doing so, they're learning about a concept and they're also applying it when they're doing it. So in this case, they were doing and applying the concept of pollen viability. And they were also engaging in the practice of optimization, doing authentic research. This is what scientists do when they're trying to find the optimum pollen germination medium. And they were also taking ownership of the learning process, because I could have given them the data set of, you know, the pollen germination and told them, here, just analyze this on SAS, but it's kind of boring. So I just had them get down in the trenches and do the dirty work themselves. And of course, I wanted them to get down a little bit of the explaining using evidence part, but yeah, we ran out of time. And then here is just some questions where they would engage with the concept more. I would think this probably would be appropriate questions for them to answer, maybe for like a semester-long project. And I could totally see how you could weave in maybe other faculty collaboration. Maybe if some faculty want to try out different genotypes or something for breeding materials, could have the students analyze the pollen viability or something along those lines. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if you folks have any.
Was this class a lecture class or was it a lecture laboratory?
It was a lecture class. The entire class comes with two lectures and a lab, but I got my wires crossed. I thought we were doing a lab. So a couple days before I was supposed to teach, I was informed that I was just doing the 75-minute lecture, so I had to scrunch everything together. So it wasn't too bad, actually. I got through most of the lesson plan.
Any other questions for Quad?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.